Hey, what's up, everybody? So, by request, the space background is gone. Of course, we've got some light coming in here. Hopefully, that is okay. I wanted to talk about anaerobic workouts versus going and doing a crit. I had a really good question come from an athlete where we were talking about skipping. There's a weekly crit that is great practice for this athlete for all the reasons of actually racing in a crit, learning how to corner, learning how to follow moves, you having to respond to moves. You're not just going out and doing a max interval that you can start whenever you want to do it. This is more in reality like a 30 15, a 40 20 on off at certain points of a crit. We've talked about before, a crit can really be one big attack, and you end up riding more at FTP if you break away from the group and people look around and the chase doesn't get together and you're going faster, picking a line. There's a million ways that a crit can play out. It's not just repeated hard efforts. This athlete needs to work on maximal anaerobic power. So if you've read the anaerobic blog, these workouts are pretty straightforward where you're doing a max death effort. Probably six of them. 60 seconds is really good. There are other coaches that have made comments of they prefer to do 45 because 45 seconds max is when you're pretty much out of gas. That is true. And I'm going to read to you a portion of this where at 45 seconds, you should feel like death. And I want the athlete to squeeze out 15 more seconds of as hard as they can. The numbers I find very interesting though, because this athlete had made the comment, hey, isn't the crit the same thing as going out and doing six efforts? Like six efforts is nothing compared to a crit. However, looking at the numbers, so this athlete is female, Cat 3, and the last crit, while she hit 520 watts just once, that was for a second. The best 1 minute effort in that race was just under 300 watts. However, the prescription for the workout instead is 400 watts. I want you to go hit six times 100 watts more than what you did in the crit. This is really working and trying to train your body to produce energy anaerobically through glycolysis. So these are full max efforts. And again, you're at 45 seconds, you want the effort to be over, and you really cannot quit. By the end of 1 minute, if you have done these correctly, you should basically not be able to pedal. You are so filled with lactate that your body has not been able to process. It is not a good feeling. No amount of Lactigo can cure a pure 1 minute max death effort. Now you can do less for 2 minutes. I've talked about how doing the full body for 2.5 minute efforts for a KOM I did totally has changed the game for me because the arms don't burn anymore with Lactigo and you can push. I did, what was it, 555? I forget what my new PR was on Lactigo. It's crazy. The other thing is these maximal efforts will never happen in a crit. Why? Because you would immediately get dropped if you couldn't pedal. You're not going full max. And also, even if someone said, well, what about I'm going to do a 1 minute max at the end of the race? You're not doing max. You're doing 1 minute after riding hard for 50 minutes with a ton of anaerobic contribution blown off in the race. The fatigue is also a factor at that point, too. So, Lactigo the arms, Lactigo the legs, a slight incline helps. Turn the gear over with super strong legs, pulling and pushing on the bars like a mad woman or madman. The crit, again, is more like if we were trying to simulate a crit in a workout with attacking, we could do like 30 15s, but I still don't have athletes who are training for crits just train anaerobically. That is not the right mindset because most of this race is aerobic and getting away is aerobic and having a last three lap attack is very aerobic. So don't just start hammering anaerobic efforts thinking that that's going to be the best training for a crit or that it's a substitution for crit training. Crit training, going to a crit race should be working on tactics, working on actually racing, working on going around corners really fast, working on coronary with people around you, all the things that as a Cat 3, you need to keep working on. And even as a Cat 1, those are things that I need to work on. That is now my strong suit. I am much better at not turning. Hope this helps you kind of delineate when to do what. And that's a really important aspect to training. When you do what efforts, when you put these together, and while the two on in your head might seem similar, really think on paper, what are you asking yourself? 400 watts max for a minute is much different than when she hit 294 for a minute in the crit just once. It's going to do a lot more to your glycolytic system. Hit us up with questions. What kind of anaerobic training are you doing? When are you doing it? Check out the anaerobic blog if you haven't read it yet. Hopefully that's helpful, because more anaerobic power is not always better. Take care.